MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
Well, there's new news out about Lyme disease and that it's gradually spreading from the Northeast and becoming more common further south and west. And that they're saying a county-by-county look at this infection shows it's four times in as many counties as it was in 1993, which means that those little ticks are spreading around into different counties, into different states. So you have to be on the alert when you're going to be outside. It's the summertime. It's humid. The grasses grow long, and that's where ticks like to hide. So you need to really, the CDC has some recommendations, as do I, because I lived in Southern Illinois. And I had to check my dog every day for ticks and pull those little suckers out. And you got to make sure to get the heads. If you're brave, you grab with your fingers and you yank them out and you make sure you get the whole thing. Now the CDC is saying save the little guy in a jar and give him to, you know, your local nature center or someplace, the CDC, to check if that tick had Lyme disease, because that's how they're finding out if it's in your area, if it's in your county. So that's a good thing to do, but also giving yourself and your children tick checks are vitally important. Ticks like to hide in warm, moist areas. Yes, I said moist. They like under your sock line. They like in your groin area. They like under your armpits. They like in the back of your neck, under your hair, especially if you've been sweating. So your first line of defense is always going to be to check. Check for ticks. If you're going to be out in wooded areas, make sure to check for ticks. And your best other line of defense is to use products containing DEET. You can also use some oil of lemon eucalyptus and paramethanediol products that provide lasting protection, you know, a little bit more. So these are things you can do to help protect yourself against Lyme disease. If you do get bitten by a tick that has Lyme disease, you don't get it right away. It takes a little time to build up in your system. So that would be the time to get yourself into a doctor if you think that you have been bitten by a tick, or if you found one and you pulled it out of yourself. Not always a bad idea to just go to your doctor and just to be checked, because it's quite a nasty disease and it can be around for a while. In my second story this morning, feminine hygiene products. Remember in the 70s? I'm dating myself. Douche. You know, because you don't like the way you smell down there. Maybe you like your brand. Some people like their own brand. Sometimes you kind of think, can everybody else around me smell that? So douches are not, you know, that great for you these days. They've got potentially harmful chemicals. So I'm going to give you a quick little rundown on some all-natural douches. You can mix vinegar, one part distilled vinegar with four parts of distilled water, and use a commercial douching bottle from the pharmacy and prepare the liquid at home. Basically, give yourself a vaginal enema, and you can do that and do it once a week if you want to. You can also boil a quart of water and add kosher salt. Then you're a little salty, but you want to make sure that you're not using the boiling water. Let it cool down. Apple cider vinegar is another one that's been used as a natural douche for a long time, but you must distill that one with water. So about 3 spoons of apple cider vinegar to a glass of water. You can use that as a douche. And then you can also use a little, like a liter of hydrogen peroxide and just a tablespoon of hydrogen peroxide with a liter of water. You know, if you do have candida or an infection, don't use the hydrogen peroxide, because you can have a little bit of a burn. You might foam up, you know, that foaming action. So I don't know. That's probably not the best. But vinegar and water is a great one. So if you feel like you stink down there, you can douche. But, you know, do it all naturally, because you don't want some of those harmful chemicals. That's what we're doing here at the top of the hour, giving you usable information with these news stories. There's a great show coming up. Stay tuned.